The mission to assassinate the Libyan dictators failed, ma'am. I'm sorry. It was always going to be a long shot, ma'am. Now that we've exhausted your final option, Madam President, have you made a decision on mine?
At ease, Commander. Did you bring it?
Bunch of Nazis in this place.
It is a hospital, sir.
It's a filthy habit, but when your days are numbered, you have to do what you want, whatever the consequences. Did you watch it?
Yes, sir.
I thought he looked good, considering.
I didn't recognize Sergeant Lewin. Ramrod? He's different since the trial.
Profiting from death changes a person. So you know we're sending in a team to finish the job?
Yes, sir.
I want you to pilot the chopper. Now, we both know that Commander Tyler is a good soldier who would never divulge classified intelligence, but my colleagues consider him a loose end, and loose ends come undone. Commander, it is imperative to the security of this nation that Rick Tyler be silenced. I can't tell you any more, but know this position is unanimous across command and goes right to the very top. Do you read me?
In triplicate, sir.
He should have died in that massacre. But if you want a clusterfuck, send in the Marines.
I don't understand, sir.
What's not to understand, Commander? We framed Rick Tyler. I've been expecting you, son.
I know. Why?
Can't a dying old man say he's sorry?
Fuck you.
The president's mission was impossible. You were meant to fail. I cannot let World War Africa be my legacy. It has got to end. And here you are. We buried your mission, Commander, but we couldn't bury you. You're too good a soldier. I have got the blood of millions on my hands. I'd like the chance to wash a little of it off. I'm sending you on one last mission, soldier.
What the fuck makes you think I'd do anything for you?
Because you can end this war, and you can clear your name. Unit 226, Railsbag Storage, downtown. 3 years ago, I stashed a little insurance policy, and now it's time to cash it in. I'd do it myself, but you know as well as I do, I'm not gonna leave this room alive. Hubris, Commander. I went to bed the most powerful man in the country and woke up wearing a fucking diaper. Don't worry. I can't feel it.
I'm not worried.
The lock is thumbprint activated, and inside that unit is the truth to bring down the whole stinking mess. But you have got to get it to the right people, people who won't bury it. Would you do me the honor, son? It'd be righteous coming from you.
It'd be righteous coming from you.
I started a war that has become a monster. You have to end it. That's an order.
You're listening to a dead man.
Iron Guts.
And whatever you may have been led to believe, I took my own life. With a gun that has served me well in Afghanistan, Korea 2, and numerous other theaters of war. Simply put, I did it because I couldn't stomach the secrets and lies any longer. 3 years ago, our best marksman killed the Libyan dictator on a mission ordered by the president.
Holy shit.
We told the president the mission had failed in order to perpetuate a conflict that has now become the terrible humanitarian catastrophe known as World War Africa.
Holy shit.
And we framed the brave, honorable soldier who pulled the trigger. Navy SEAL Commander Rick Tyler. We imprisoned him for a crime he did not commit. Here's the truth.